My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about the big issue in front of the House of Representatives this week, and that's the tax rates. Last week in the U.S. Senate, the Democratic majority approved legislation that would keep the current tax rates in place for everyone except those making more than $250,000 a year. That's what President Obama has called for, and that's what the Democrats in the upper chamber have provided for him. However, we're expecting a much different outcome in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives a little bit later today. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be with you again.
Let's first of all, define exactly what you're doing. Is your agenda bringing up the Obama proposal and shooting it down, or are you bringing forth legislation that would keep the rates right where they are?
Well, as your listeners know, Article 1 of the Constitution provides that all tax legislation begins in the House of Representatives. So I'm not certain what the United States Senate was doing last week when they passed a tax bill without having the House of Representatives act first, but it certainly wasn't a constitutional action. This week, however, what we will do, recognizing that the economy is in the doldrums, that unemployment has been over 8% for the last 42 months, that we continue to spend more than we take in, and that the economy needs to turn around. And one way to assist that is to have more certainty and not raise taxes on small businesses, the job creators in this country. And so the bill that we will bring forward will say, for certainty's sake and to not raise taxes on job creators, we ought to keep the current marginal rates, the capital gains, dividends, death tax, and alternative minimum tax rates exactly as they are for at least the next year. And that will make it so that we can hopefully begin to get this economy turned around. We would call on our friends in the Senate and the President to endorse what we believe is common sense policy.
Congressman, just to go through that list again, income tax, dividend, capital gains, and estate, all four of those?
And estate and the alternative minimum tax. And the reason that it's important for the marginal rates, the what are called the individual tax rates, to be kept exactly as they are right now is because the vast majority of small businesses, the job creators, the job engine machine in this country, the vast majority of them file as an individual in subchapter S corporations. And so if we do what the president wants to do, then what we will do is increase taxes on the job creators in this country. And it's just, even the president said within the last 2 years, it's not the right time to raise taxes in this country, and we would concur with him. He's changed his tune of late, but that's because we're in a political campaign.
Congressman, is there any way to gauge whether Congressional Budget Office, other assessments as to what the impact would be on job creation or potential loss of jobs if these small businesses which file in the top tax bracket would have to pay higher taxes?
Well, Greg, because of the length of time that we've known that this was coming, and individuals who look at this, the Congressional Budget Office, Ernst & Young has done a study, and they each of them have said that what we know in our gut to be true, and that is that if taxes increase, then the economy will slow down to almost a near stall, about a 0.5% gross domestic product growth projected if those tax increases go into effect. If we do what the House Republicans plan and what we'll pass this week, then the estimate is that the economy will begin to grow at 4 to 4.5%, which is where we need to be in order to get things rolling around again. Then Ernst & Young, the accounting firm, said they believe that if the president's plan is followed, that we will lose 700,000 jobs, 710,000 jobs, simply because of increasing taxes on the job creators. The American people know that's not a wise idea.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price. And Congressman, the president's explanation for this kind of goes back to his speech in Roanoke a couple of weeks ago, which got a lot of attention for a whole other reason when he talked about small business owners and what they built and didn't build and became a big political controversy. His administration, his campaign would argue probably that what he meant to say was that these businesses, they use the roads, they use the internet to sell things. And so just because the businesses fall into that tax bracket doesn't mean that it's not important for them to pay a little more as well. You've obviously talked about the the job situation, how 700,000 plus jobs could be lost. What do you make of the rationale that they claim was the argument he was making in that speech and others?
Well, it's as convoluted as it could be, and the American people just simply know it's wrong. The president has momentary glimpses of candor and honesty. In the past campaign in 2008, he did with Joe the Plumber when he said to Joe the Plumber's question about increasing taxes on the American people, the president said, don't you think it's time that we spread the wealth around a little bit? That was a moment of candor, unscripted. This time, it was a moment of candor, unscripted, when he said, if you have created a small business in this country, you didn't do that. So it's an exposure into his ideology, his political philosophy, and that is that the entrepreneurial spirit, the can-do spirit, the positive attitude, the go-out-and-create-a-better mousetrap attitude that the American people have in their heart, that the president simply doesn't agree with that. We know he's wrong. The American people know he's wrong. And it's helpful to have him have those moments of candor because it allows the American people to recognize that there are two different choices that they have this fall. They've got a choice between entrepreneurial consumer advocates and positive economy, or they've got a choice of negative growth and greater and more far-reaching federal government.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price. He's also a member of the House Republican leadership. He's the head of the GOP Policy Committee. And Congressman, you will obviously, Republicans, pass your version of this legislation to extend the current rates as they are. The Senate has done what it has done and will probably not agree with what you've done when that legislation gets sent over to the Senate, which leaves us at a stalemate heading to a January 1st Taxmageddon, as it's called. All the Bush tax cuts are repealed, estate, capital gains, dividends, all these things we talked about before. So at some point, there's going to need to be compromise or someone's going to need to blink. When will that happen, and who's going to do the blinking?
Well, we're hopeful that the 23 Democratic senators who are up for re-election will hear from their constituents before the election. I think we ought to we call again on Senator Reid and the Senate to bring up our bill. He hasn't done that, and he hasn't done that in the past, and if passed as prologue, he won't do it again. But I think what those 23 Democratic senators ought to be saying to Senator Reid is, let's vote on it. Let's vote on that bill, because that's what the American people want. American people know that you can't raise taxes in the middle of a recession. It just doesn't make any sense at all. I'm the eternal optimist, and I'm hopeful that the Senate will indeed allow for a vote. If not, what will happen is that November will come, and the American people will put an exclamation point on the 2012 election for the 2010 election, and say, stop the madness. We don't need to be spending more than we take in. We don't need to. You can't borrow and spend your way to prosperity. It's time to get fiscally responsible, and it's time to decrease taxes in this country.
The optimism, of course, is noted, sir. But during last week's debate in the Senate, I believe the Republicans offered a version or an amendment very similar to what the House is voting on today that was defeated, largely with a couple of very minor exceptions on the Democratic side. So do you think as we get closer, the public pressure could make that big of a difference?
I think it can, absolutely. In 2010, clearly the public stood up with righteous indignation and said, no, we're not going to allow you to take us down that road, and then had the great election in November of 2010. But again, it's important to emphasize once again that what the Senate did last week with their tax vote is not a constitutional move. The Senate can't begin tax policy in this country. It's against the Constitution. Now, I know that the Constitution seems to have been relegated to minority status in this administration and with Senator Reid, but regardless, the House will pass a bill this week. If the Senate believes they've got a better idea, then let them pass something with our piece of legislation, which is the constitutional way to do it. If they do that, then let's go to conference and work it out.
No, we'll be following it all the way. Congressman, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Georgia Republican Congressman and Dr. Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Republican leadership, serving as policy chairman. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.